Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Ashley Bradley. And Ashley, it is super awesome to have you on the show today.
Hi, Gresh. Thanks for having me.
No problem, no problem. So what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Ashley so you can learn a little bit more about her and all the awesome things that she's doing. So Ashley is a co-active coach with a professional background in executive recruitment and consulting for high-growth businesses. As a coach, she works with women who are ambitious, creative, and introspective, helping them to connect with their purpose, find their own unique sense of balance, and challenging them to show up even bigger as they connect with their larger goals in life and career. Ashley, it is super awesome to have you on the show today. Are you excited to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I'm stoked.
Awesome, awesome. Even better, even better. So what I wanted to do was just kind of open everything up with the opportunity for you to kind of tell your CEO story. So could you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to start your business?
Yeah, so it is going on 6 years working independently and 3 years since I've launched this business. But after I worked in executive recruiting for so many years, literally I've talked to like thousands of people. And I am very sensitive, like I could pick up on people's energies, the things that aren't being said. And I realized that there are a lot of people in the world, I'd say probably 90% of the thousands that I've talked to, that don't really like their job. So for me, after just helping people find their next job that they're not going to like so many times, I'm like, wow, I just want to connect people with like what they do want to do, what gets them excited, what if it's their own business, if it's something else that honors like their bigger purpose in life. That's what I want to do. So that's what led me into doing the coaching, because for me, I just feel like there's just something about like really partnering with someone one-on-one and helping them like design what their career and their life is going to look like in a bigger way. I think it's just so much more freeing to like work with someone in that way. So that's what led me here to doing this business, Purpose and Prosper.
Awesome. 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 And I guess, could you tell us a little bit more about like, what do you do as a coach with Purpose and Prosper?
Yeah. So with coactive coaching, it actually honors like both sides of a person's like personality and how they're showing up in life, in their business. So there's like the side that is the relationship, the energetic side, all of the things that go on like in your inner world, that as we know, everything in our external world, it's just kind of a reflection of what's going on in here. And so there's also the second side, which is important, especially if you're a business owner, like getting into action, having some accountability and actually taking all the things that you're learning about yourself and integrating it and making things happen. So I like to honor both sides and bring balance, because typically we tend to be like stronger, like on one side or the other. So with this type of business, people will bring their topics to a session. I usually work with people over a longer term, like 6 months, and I will help them show up in whatever areas they want to grow in. Many times people will come to sessions with like, there's this thing going on with my employee or this part of my business that I want to hit this goal. But the way that I view it is that there's the goal, and then there's all the growth and all the transformation that has to happen for you to actually like rise to the occasion of being that person and changing and having that be a long lasting change. So that's the way that I really love supporting people. And it's all about me helping them like find their answer and their clarity. I'm not an advice giver. I think especially as business owners, we get enough advice. So I have these ways where I help people figure that out for themselves, which I think is pretty cool.
No, that definitely sounds like super awesome. Yeah, where, you know, you kind of already have the answer, so to speak, and you kind of help guide people towards those answers. You do it in a way that is, you know, helps people kind of be a little bit more introspective about what it is, who they are, and what kind of will help them to kind of bridge that gap of this is my goal and how exactly do I get there?
Totally. Yeah, I like going deep with people. Like, it's like there's the tip of the iceberg and then there's all the stuff underneath, like, and that's the place I like to go.
There you go. There you go. Dig deep. Exactly. That's where all the good stuff is, right? So I guess, could you tell us a little bit more about like what kind of makes you unique in your business?
So I bring a lot of intuition as a coach, and I actually especially love helping people that have businesses that might be more traditional or straight-laced to actually start to pay attention to their intuition and the wisdom of their body, because so much time we live like in our logical mind, and there's all these other parts of us, body, mind, spirit, that are actually like help us kind of show up in the biggest way. So I think it's really fun to like get people into their bodies, and it gets them out of their comfort zone when you tell people to get up out of their chair and they think they're just going to sit there on the phone with you. Yeah, I think it just really helps people to like show up in a larger way and to learn about themselves and all these different types of wisdom that they have. So for me, I think that's something that I bring that's really unique and often surprising to people.
Yeah, especially I think that's the beauty, because that's what kind of like we're outside of your comfort zone. And they always say is that's where the magic happens. So whatever, if you are comfortable sitting in your chair, as I sit in my chair, you definitely getting up and doing something different than how you have done it before is a way to kind of get out of that comfort zone. So it's awesome that you kind of do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. So one of the awesome things that we get to do is I get to ask you for a CEO hack, which might be an app or a book or just something that you do on a regular everyday basis that you feel like makes you more efficient and effective as a business owner. So do you have a CEO hack you can share with us?
I would say two like quick ones, a calendar scheduling app. I use Calendly, but there's a lot of them out there. If you're like meeting or appointment driven, it's like such a big time saver to avoid like the back and forth and for it to confirm for you. And then daily meditation as well has been something that's helped so that I can just sit down and get quiet and get out of this like, you know, monkey brain thing where everything's spinning. And that's helped me to really like focus in. And then immediately after, take time for me to like ask myself, what does my business need from me today? So that I can be really focused rather than just responding to like whatever's coming up through email or phone calls.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I've always thought that was very important, especially in the beginning of the day, to be able to do that, because you let the monkey mind, you know, take control of the day. And then next thing the phone's ringing and all of a sudden you're kind of off on a path that you weren't planning to be on before.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So the next thing that we usually ask for is a CEO nugget, which is kind of like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice that you might have for other entrepreneurs and business owners. So could you provide one of those for us?
Yeah, I would say find your purpose. In the 6 years that I had it, I did it without a purpose, and it was very exhausting, really challenging. And I felt like I was like at the verge of burnout quite a bit. But once I got connected with my larger purpose, and it doesn't have to be like changing what you do. It could be staying in your current business, but connecting with the parts of it that make you want to show up every day, the things that you know people rely on you for and the greater good that your business is bringing. But once you connect with that, I just feel like it brings something to you, like so that when you do totally fall flat on your face or something's not working, it's like your compass. You know, it really helps you to know like what's important. It helps to keep you going when you're having trouble just like finding that inspiration in yourself that day. So I'd say figure that out, and it's going to make your life so much easier and more fulfilling.
There you go. Which is super important to do. And one of the awesome things that I get to do again is to ask like everyone that's on the show, whether, you know, someone that works from home or somebody that has, you know, 100,000 employees, get to ask them specifically what a CEO means to them. So what I wanted to ask you is like, how would you define like being a CEO?
So for me, it's really about freedom to live my life the way that I want to live it, but also like being able to fully express like who I am through the work that I do, because I get to choose the clients that I work with and the things that I get to do on a day-to-day basis. And that just makes life so much more fun when you get to express who you are with your work and with the work you do with your clients. And I think what's interesting is that with technology, you used to have to like have a bunch of employees to scale a business, and that's how you did it. But with technology and all the different things that we can offer, it's pretty cool to see other CEOs and entrepreneurs out there that are scaling their business that way. And so for me, it just opens up this whole new world, you know, of how I can grow. And it feels like really like limitless when you think about it. You're like really at like in the driver's seat of how much success you can have. So That's my CEO definition.
No, I love that definition. And again, it's different for different people. Just like, you know, just like you mentioned your purpose, you know, your purpose is what your purpose is. So you decide how to drive that car, so to speak, how you wanted to drive it. So that's awesome that you've been able to do that. So Ashley, I'm super grateful that you were able to take some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was kind of pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there was anything additional you wanted to kind of tell our readers and our listeners.
I feel like that feels pretty complete to me, but thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. It was fun getting to chat with you today.
No problem. It's great for me too. And then if somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would say they can find me on my website, and it has all of my contact info and my social channels, and it's www.purposeandprosper.us.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And I'll definitely make sure to have that link in the show notes just in case anybody wants to click through. But Ashley, thank you so much for being so awesome and for taking some time out of your schedule to kind of give us some words of wisdom and pieces of advice.
Thanks, Crash. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.